Okay, we are up to the last parak in Sefer Melachim Beis. It's been a 2-year cycle since we started Nevi'im, and we are up to the last parak of Melachim Beis. We hope to finish it today, and then B'ez Hashem have one review shiur on the second half of Melachim Beis. And B'ez Hashem, then after, we're going to take a break for the summer, but then after the summer, B'ez Hashem, we hope to pick up with Sefer Yeshayahu, Nevi'im Achronim, and it'll be a different type of limud, but it's something that's there that we all have to do, and B'ez Hashem, we will start that in a couple of months. But first, we have Perek Hafei right here in Sefer Melachim Beis. So this Perek, it's bittersweet in that it's the last Perek we've been doing Navi. It's very exciting to finish it up, this Sefer, but it is also a tragic Perek, as we will see. It was the 9th year of Tzidkiyahu in the 10th month, and this is the beginning of the end. This was Asara Beteves, Nebuchadnezzar, instead of just destroying us, he besieged the city, and he sets up a watchtower, and the city is besieged for more than 2 years. More than 2 years, about 30 months, and then the Av, Chodesh Tammuz, really, a couple of years after Asara Beteves, that's when Vayechzak Harav Ba'ir, there's terrible famine in the city, they didn't have any bread, and finally Nebuchadnezzar and his army assumes that this is the right time. So they go and they breach the walls. Tzidkiyahu and his men try to tunnel out, but they are caught. As we will see, they're brought to the king of Bavel, and Tzidkiyahu's children are killed in front of him. Tzidkiyahu's eyes are taken out, and he is led away in chains to Bavel. And then, that's the end of Tzidkiyahu for now. In the Chodesh HaChamishi, B'Sheva LaChodesh, then it continues on the 7th day of the month of Av, Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, sends his messenger, his general Nebuzradan comes and starts destroying Yerushalayim for a couple of days, and finally on the 9th day of Av, the Beis HaMikdash is set afire, and everything is destroyed. All the houses in Yerushalayim, all the shuls, everything is set afire. All the walls are broken down, even though there was no more danger. But this is part of the Nevuah that it would be destroyed, ransacked, and totally plowed over. They kill hundreds of thousands of people, and the only people they leave a few, Nebuzradan leaves a few schleppers in the city to take care of the vineyards, to take care of a couple of things that would be useful for them. They break all the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. They take the copper and the gold and the silver. Everything is taken. You can't even imagine, the Navi says, can't even weigh how much copper was taken. Nebuzradan takes the head, the Kohen Gadol, Saraya, the Skan Kohen Gadol, Tzfanya, the head of the Shomrei Hasaf, and other heads of the Malchus, the Sofer, and he brings them all to Nebuchadnezzar, who is in Rivla, and Nebuchadnezzar tortures them and then kills all of them in front of the people. And the people left there, just a few people, Nebuchadnezzar appoints Gedaliah ben Achikam to be the head, and Gedaliah tells them, as long as we behave, as long as we don't rebel, we'll be okay. But there was a fellow Jew named Yishmael ben Netanya. Most of the story is told over in Yirmiyahu, but it's referred to here. Yishmael goes, and he's jealous, and he assassinates Gedaliah, which is why we have Som Gedaliah, as Hashem will talk about, and the rest of the Jews after that assassination run off to Mitzrayim. There's no Jews left in Israel, and the Navi ends off that in the 37th year, since Yehoyachin, who was the previous king, before Ezekiel was sent into Galus, Nebuchadnezzar has died, his son takes over, Evel Merodach lets the Jewish kings go. He lets Yehoyachin go free, and he gives him food for the rest of his life. He lets the Medrash even says Tzidkiyahu went free, but he died the next day. But the Navi ends off that Yehoyachin had what he needed to live for the rest of his life. So it ends off a little bit on a coming up note, which we will have to talk about. But that is the last parak here in Melachim Beis, which is a jam-packed parak. Let's see how much we can get through. So, says the Navi, Vahi b'shas ha-chiyas l'malcho, b'chodesh ha-siri b'asar l'chodesh, on the 10th month, 10th day, Asara b'teves, Nebuchadnezzar comes and surrounds the city and sets up a siege. As we know, they might not have known it yet, that this was the beginning of the end, but in retrospect, it was the beginning of the end. Right? Zechariah ha-Navi tells us in Paraches, the four fasts, Tzom HaRevi'i, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShaviv, Tzom HaAsiri. Right, so in this Perek, we have three fasts, all the fast days mentioned or alluded to. This is the first one, Tzom HaAsiri. Then we're going to get to Shavuot Batamuz, and then we're going to get to Tisha B'Av, and then we're going to get get to Tzom Gedalia. All four are based on events in this perek. Zechariah, Perekhes, Pasuk Yutes, he tells us that. Surah Bateves, the one we're up to now, is unique. There's an Abu Draham. The Abu Draham, one of the Rishon, and the Beis Yosef quotes it. The Abu Draham in Seder HaTfila says that if Asarah B'Tavis would fall on Shabbos, we'd even fast on Shabbos. Unbelievable. And this has bothered the Mefarshim. The Beis Yosef quotes it and says, I have no idea why that is. So the explanation given is because in Yecheskel, when this is referred to, it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Yecheskel Perachav Dalin. Just like Yom Kippur is Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Okay, that's what the Abu Draham says. It's based on the Pasuk. But what's the Svara? What's the Svara given? So the Reb Chaim and the Grach HaLashatz and Sven Mem Dal discusses this. He says, maybe it's similar to a Tainus Chalom. But Tzorach Bir, Maishna Mishar Taniyos. Tainus Chalom is Al Anafilu B'Shabbos. So you see there's a fast on Shabbos, but usually they're split. But why shouldn't this be split too? So it must be that Asarah B'Teves is something special. To Bechol Taniyos Mipneima Oroos V'Toli B'Chodesh. What is Reb Chaim referring to? Maybe to a chiddush the Minchas Chinuch said before him. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph says that all the fast days really fundamentally are a din in the month. Like Zechariah said, that we just read, that Tzom HaRaviv, that Tzom HaAsiri, has to do with the month. Later on, Chazal enacted a specific day in that month. But fundamentally, it's a din of the month. But Asarah B'Teves is different, says Reb Chaim, because it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Misvara, why would it be different? So there are different machshava thoughts that are suggested. Maybe it's the beginning. This is the beginning of the process, and the beginning is crucial. That is what determines, that's the Koveya. As we know, that's even the beginning of the burning was on the 9th of Av. That's why we don't fast on the 10th of Av. But another idea suggested based on the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says that in the Siddur Chassam Sofer, in his Pirush to Slichos of Asarah B'Teves, he says that we know that Tainus Chalom is the only one you can fast for on Shabbos. Why? Because that's about the future. All the other fasts are about the past. That you can fast on Shabbos. But Tainus Chalom is about the future. You don't want the bad dream to occur, and therefore you fast. Maybe Asarah B'Teves is also about the future. Because, says the Chassam Sofer, every year on Asarah B'Teves is when Hashem decides whether there is going to be a Beis HaMikdash, a Tisha B'Av that year. The beginning of the process decides the end of the process. So we fast on Asarah B'Teves because it's about the future. And that is why one is able to fast. Again, a lot more about Asarah B'Teves, but that is where we'll have to keep it. So the siege takes place, and Vatavo Ha'ir Bamatzar Arashtas Reishana until the 11th year. So you see, it's 2 years later. Arashtas Reishana L'Melech Tzidkiyo, from the 9th to the 11th year of Tzidkiyo, about a 30-month siege. B'Tisha L'Chodesh, so now on the 9th day of the month. Which month? Interesting, it doesn't say. But if you look in Yirmiyahu, remember, Sefer Yirmiyahu was written by Yirmiyahu, and Malachim was written by Yirmiyahu. On the 9th day of Tammuz, Vayech Zagarav Ba'ir, V'lohaya Lechem Lam Ha'aretz, on the 9th day, that's when the walls were breached. As we know, we don't fast on the 9th day, we fast on the 17th day. The Gemara asked that. Why do we fast on Shavuot B'Tammuz? Why not on the 9th? So the Gemara says, because the second Beis HaMikdash was on Shavuot B'Tammuz, and that one is Chamir. That's answer number one. Right? That's the most serious. We've been 2,000 years, not just 70 years. And number two, the Mefarshim explained that there were four other tragedies that happened. As we know, the Mishnah at the end of Tainus tells us the five tragedies that happened on Shavuot B'Tammuz, the five on Tisha B'Av. So, once we have a choice, the 9th or the 17th of Shavuot Tammuz, so we move it to the Shavuot B'Tammuz, so we don't have to fast for two different days. So, that's what happened. V'tibaka, ha'ir, v'chol anshei ha'melacha ha'layla, and all the people, Derech Shar Bein Achom Osayim, all the people try to get out between the walls. Rashi here quotes a chazal, that there was a cave that was built from Yerushalayim all the way out to Yericho. A very, very long cave. And Tzidkiyo and his men ran in that cave. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want him to escape. So he had a deer that was running on top of the cave. And the Kazdim, the Babylonians, were just following the deer. And right when Tzidkiyo came out, that's where the deer stopped. And the Babylonians were right there, ready for him to come out. Asher al-Gan ha-Melech, v'kastim al-Ir Saviv, v'yelech derech Arva. He ran out, the Kazdim ran after him, and they caught them in Arvos Yericho. V'yispesu az ha-Melech. And they grabbed Tzidkiyo, v'yalu asol ha-Melech, bavel Rivlasa, and they bring him to Rivla. Why was Nebuchadnezzar in Rivla? Right, what about, why wasn't he in Yerushalayim? So the Radak has 2 days here. either really he was there, but it was a long time, a couple years. So he took a little break. He was in Rivla. That's where he happened to be right now. Or the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Vav, says that Nebuchadnezzar himself was scared. He didn't want to go to Yerushalayim because he thought maybe the same thing that happened to Sancherev is going to happen to me. Boy, Lamadar, Tzadi Vavim Abeis, Amar Mistafina, Dolev Dubi, Kihechi Davdu Besancherev. He was nervous. Therefore, he said to his servant, just in case. Just in case. He'll take the credit if they win, but he doesn't want to get blamed if they lose. So that's why he was in Rivla. But either way, they bring the king there and his servants. Vayedabru ito bat mishpat, Pasuk Vav. He speaks to him sternly. As we discussed in the previous parak, he was megala the shvu. He violated his shvua, his oath about the Nebuchadnezzar eating the rabbit. He was very angry with him. He killed his sons, the Medrash, the Yalkut. And our Pasuk tells us that there was a fight. Tzidkio says, kill me before you kill my sons. I don't want to see their death. And the sons say, no, kill us before. We don't want to see our father's death. And he listens to the sons. He kills the sons first. And Tzidkio witnesses this, and then his eyes are blinded, and Tzidkio bemoans as he's led off in shackles to Bavel. Yirmiyo told me this was going to happen, and I didn't believe him. Exactly what was forecast is going on now. Fine. That is Shivasa B'Tammuz, or the ninth of Tammuz, which is Shivasa B'Tammuz. Now, Rachman al-Islan, we get to the actual destruction. Uvachodesh achamishi, b'shiv alachodesh, in the fifth month, Av, on the seventh day of the month, Hishnas Tshas Reishana, in the 19th year, L'melech Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, Mod Nevuzradan Rabat Abachim, Nevuzradan, the terrible Shochet of people came, Eved Melech Bavel, Yushalayim, and he burns the Beis Hashem. The Gemara tells us that he entered on the 7th. On the 7th and the 8th day, they did all terrible things in Yerushalayim, killing people, doing disgusting things. And finally, on the 9th day, they started the Sreifa. Vayisro, Ves Beis Hashem, Ves Beis HaMelech, Ves Beis Kol Bati Yerushalayim. All the houses, Ves Kol Beis Gadol, Saraf Beis. All the big houses, Beis Gadol. There's a Machlokas in Mesechus Megillah. What does Beis Gadol mean? Rashi quotes it. Does it mean Beis HaKnesses? Does it mean Beis HaMedrash? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Yeshua ben Levi. Echad Amar Makam Shemagadlin Bo Torah, Echad Amar Makam Shemagadlin Bo Tefillah. Either way, the Be'er Moshe says they go together. You can't have Torah without Tefillah and Tefillah without Torah. He quotes an unbelievable Be'er Hetev, which is not so well known. We'll try to make it well known right now. The Be'er Hetev on Shulchan Aruch and Simon Peites quotes the Rokeach. Kasav Talmud Chacham, Rokeach Kasav, Talmud Chacham Shebitel Tefillah B'Shvil Limudo, a Talmud Chacham that doesn't properly daven or go to davening because he's busy learning, Afilu Lamad Kol Hayom V'La Acherim, even if he learned and taught others all day, Ma'ale Alav Kilu Lo Lamad Oso Hayom. As if he didn't learn. Because learning and davening go together. And he quotes, the Be'er Moshe here quotes many different sources of that. He quotes the Nicholsberger. If somebody does not have kavana during Ava Rabba or Ata Chonein, it is impossible for him to have proper learning that day. They go together. So you don't understand something in learning, you have to daven that you should have the understanding. Right? It all goes together. But either way, this is Torah and this is Fila. All the houses were destroyed. Interesting, though, he says, if it's Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it might be Lashitaso. Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one that says, in the sixth parak in Pirkei Avos, that a basko goes out from Har Sinai every day, says, Oy lahem labrios mi abono shel Torah. See, he says Torah. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that says, Halavai shi yispala kol hayom kulo. Right, in terms of Tfila. So, either way. But that's based on the Gemara in Megillah, that Chav Zayin that has the Machlokas, what Beis Gadol here means. Everything was destroyed by Nebuzradan and all the Kalim and all of the walls. Everything was pulverized and destroyed. There are unbelievable Gemaras in Meseches Gittin that discusses what Nebuzradan did. If you remember those Gemaras in Hanizakin, Gemaras that we're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, Nebuzradan comes and he destroys hundreds of thousands of Jews he kills. It says there, Harag Nebuzradan Matayim V'Achas Esrei Ribo. 2 million of Jews he killed and had killed and in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim Harag Tishim V'Arba Ribo 11 Achas in one spot, right? Millions. And until he sees, and the Gemara tells the story, Achalach Daman V'Naga B'Dama Shel Zechariah, until he sees the blood of Zechariah. We told this story a couple of weeks ago when we discussed when Zechariah was killed. So Zechariah Navi was there and he asked, what blood is this? And he keeps killing and killing more people to try to get the blood to stop boiling. Remember, Kamash Nintelo Nachdami, and he kills and kills and kills until finally he says to the blood, what, you want me to kill the whole nation? You want me to wipe him out totally? and the blood stops boiling. Bahi shaita, unbelievably, hir her tshuva bedaite. And he says, oh my God, if this is for one person being killed, what about all the people that I killed? He went and he converted. And the Gemara says that Nuvuz Radon was a Ger Tzedek, and Mibnei Banav shel Nuvuz Radon, right, they were sitting in being Jewish. That's what the Gemara says. That Mibnei Banav shel Haman lam detar b'Bnei Brak, of Sisra lam detinokas b'Yerushalayim, Sancherev. But that is the Nuvuz Radon, one of the most terrible, even though the Gemara says he did shuv at the end. Either way, let's go back to the Psukim. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayishmu kol sarei hachayalim heim av anashim. Ki ifkin mevavel was Gedalyo. Gedalia is appointed by Nebuchadnezzar on the remnants. Nebuchadnezzar comes with all of the leaders, and Gedalia tells them, Al tiru me'avdei ha-kasdim, pasuk chav dalet, don't fear, just listen to the kasdim. Shvu ba'aretz, ve'ivdu as melech bavel, ve'yitav lachem, it'll be good for you. But what happens on in Vayhi b'chodesh ha-shvi, in the seventh month, now this is Tishrei, right? Asara b'tei, Tzom Gedalia, there is a machlokas, what day of Tishrei this took place, it doesn't say here specifically. The Radak in Yirmiyahu assumes it was on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah he was killed, but we can't fast on Rosh Hashanah, so we push it off to the third day of Tishrei. Others assume that it happened on the third day of Tishrei. Either way, Yishmael, a fellow Jew, comes and assassinates him. The Abarbanel here points out that most of the story is not said here. The larger story is said in Yirmiyahu, and the Abarbanel says there are 5 points there that are not written here that you should know about. Number one, why did Yishmael kill him? A, because he was related, he thought he should have been coupled with just regular jealousy, right? Also, he was friendly with the Ammon king, who was upset at the Babylonians for destroying. Either way, that's number one, because of the reasons that Yishmael killed him. Number two, the Hadavar Hasheni Shniskar Sham, Shegalu Akesher Azel Gedalia Bechayov. Number two is what the Gemara says in Nida, that Gedalia was told by his people that you should be wary, Yishmael wants to kill you, and Gedalia said, no, it's okay, I'm down like and the Gemara Nida Samach Aleph says he was at fault. Because even though you're not supposed to accept Lashon Hara, you have to be choshesh, you have to protect yourself. And therefore, that's number two part of the story. Number three, and that related to that is a huge discussion in the Bali Musar. The Mesulas Yesharim made that Gemara famous in Nida Samach Aleph. The Mesulas Yesharim in Perach Chaf, in the Mishkal HaChasidus, the Mesulas Yesharim says, how often do we think something's a mitzvah and it's really an Aveira? Or vice versa. And he gives 2 examples. Here, Gedalia is one of them. He thought he was doing a mitzvah. Dan l'kav schus. B'tzelek tishpar amisecha. And really, it was terrible. He should have, his servants wanted to assassinate Yishmael. Self-defense. So he thought he was doing a mitzvah. He was really doing an avera. What's the other example he gives? He gives the other Gemara in Nida about Zachariah, about the Machlokes with Kamsa and Bar Kamsa and the mysterious ending of that Gemara, where the Gemara doesn't seem to take a side whether, I'll find a few, the last line of that Gemara, on Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, where the Gemara discussed Nun Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, "An v'sanuso shal Zachariah ben Avkulis, hech rivas beitenu v'sarfas echalena v'eglisanu me'aretzenu." Zachariah ben Avkulis, who said you can't kill Bar Kamsa and you can't give the carbon, right? He also thought, machlokas, whether he did the right thing or not, but the Mesulas Yesharim assumes he did the wrong thing, right? This was pikuach nefesh. They should have killed him, or they should have brought the carbon. And yet, they gave in to him, that was an avera that looked like a mitzvah. But that's all number two. Number three, the third issue, says the Abarbanel, that's not listed here, is that he didn't kill him in war. He killed him when he came to eat with him, and he tricked him. Number four, he says, what happened to the rest of the Am? They thought that the Kasdim were going to be mad. They all left to Egypt. They chose to go to Egypt. And number five, they went to Yirmiyahu. And Yirmiyahu says, no, still stay here. Don't go to Mitzrayim. And they said, Yirmiyahu, you're lying. We don't believe you. Which is wild that they're still saying that after the Churban Bayis happened that Yirmiyahu predicted, and down to every detail, but still, they leave. So either way, back to the story here. So it's said in short here that Gedalia is assassinated, Vayamos, and they all run away to Mitzrayim. Rav Nevenzal also has a sicha where he discusses, isn't it a coincidence, no, that Mitzom Gedalia is always during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. That message of making sure we have our mitzvos and averos, we know exactly what they are, is something that we have to do during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, right? We have to make sure that everything is as it seems, like the Chavetz Chaim talks about. You have to make sure that when the Yetzer Hara is telling you to stay up late at night to learn, how's your chakras going to be the next day? It's got to be a balance, like we said before, of Torah and Tefillah. Good, last three psukim. Vayhi b'shloshim v'sheva shana, l'galus Yehoyachin. In the 37th year since Yehoyachin went into Galus, Nasa Evil Merodach Melech Bavel. Bishnas Malchus Rosh Yehoyachin. Evil Merodach takes over. Evil Merodach is the son of Nebuchadnezzar. He takes over, it says, on the 27th day. Problem is, Rashi says here, that elsewhere in Yirmiyahu, it says he took over on the 25th day of the month, not on the 27th day. So Rashi quotes that really the Nebuchadnezzar had died on the 25th. On the 26th, they had a big Leviathan, they buried him. On the 27th, though, Evel Merodach was nervous. He wasn't sure if his father was really dead, because earlier, one of his brothers had tried to take over when Nebuchadnezzar went away, and he came and he killed his brother. He killed his own son. So that's why he wanted to make sure that he was dead. So he exhumed him, he saw the bones on the 27th, and then he was megarra the bones, he broke the bones apart, so it was really like he died again on the 27th. But either way, Evel Merodach takes Yehoyachin out of jail, and the Radak in Yirmiyahu says he also took Tzidkio out of jail. Tzidkio died the next day. Yehoyachin kept living. And Evel Merodach said the Jews aren't in any danger, so he let them free. Vayidaberito tovos. He spoke well of him. Vayitin is kiso me'al kisei ha'melach ha'shita b'bavel. And he allowed Yehoyachin to be able to even have a higher class, a higher seat and position than the other leaders in Bavel. The Gemara discusses, why is this? Yehoyachin was terrible. He was one of the most terrible kings. He did terrible things. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, he did tshuva in Galus, when he was in jail, sitting in Bavel. He did tshuva. That's what the Gemara talks about, the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amabez, that he was zocha to be called Shaltiel, right, that because he did tshuva. The Gemara says at the bottom here, his son. Uvnei Yechanya Asir Shaltiel Beno. And those are all remuzim to him. Asir Sheibarto Imo Bevesa Asurim. Right? Shaltiel Beno and Asir is because his mother, meaning Yechanya's wife, became pregnant in jail. The Gemara says it was a tiny little jail, but the king had Rachmanis, and he lowered down Yechanya's wife, so they were able to live together, and the dynasty of David HaMelech was able to continue. That's what was so unbelievable here, right? If they would have died out, they would have died out, nothing left. So you were able to do that, and there was a nace that she got pregnant even when standing up. Nisabra ba'umad. The Gemara taught, Shaltiel, Sheshutlo el, Kishaloka derech hanishtalin. Right? So either way, he did tshuva, and that is why he was able to come out of the jail at the end. The Rambam even quotes this. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Zayin, he quotes the godless of yesterday, a sinner was sanui and meshukatz and mesuav, and today he's close. He says, "V'nomer biyachanya zayin vav berish uso kasvo saisha ze ariri." This person is going to go childless, nothing terrible. And what happens? V'kivin sheshav begaluso nomar zrubavel, one of the leaders of Bayesheni, his son Beno Bayom Uno Mashem Tzvakos Ekachara Zrubavel Ben Shaltiel Avadainu Mashem V'santicha Kachosan. The Rambam quotes Yehoyachin as an example of tshuva, and the sefer ends off all of Sefer Malachim. Really, it's one sefer, as we know. Vishina's bigdei klao. Evel Merodach took off the jail clothes. Va'achal lechem tamid, and Yehoyachin ate bread, and he had enough to eat all the days of his life. So the parak, and then sefer really ends off not on a total downer, but a little bit of hope. The Be'er Moshe says at the end of his commentary here, right? The end says that he took care, the king was taken care of. Aksuvim boim lamdenu sha'af al churban v'hagolus. Even after the terrible churban, nisromim kisei melech Yisrael, mi'al kisei melechem asher b'bavel. The kisei of Am Yisrael. What does it say? He put it above the others in Bavel. It's a remez liYisrael, me'kim me'af ardol, me'ashpos yarim evyon. And the Abar Benel ends off his commentary here. He says, this whole sefer ended off with Golus. It ended off with tragedy and churban. Amnam, mashi yedeinu mi'agu'ula v'hatashua. You can't stop here. You want to know about Geula? Then you have to look in the other Sfarim. You have to look in Yirmiyahu. You have to look in Yecheskel. V'nizkayim zehayir. Kishavu mi'bavel. You have to realize, this is in the end. They came back from Bavel 70 years later. El Yerushalayim. Ubanu es beis Hashem. Even though, inyan ba'isheni lo hoisa gula shlema. Kim pekida chalusha. It was a weak geula. There wasn't anything in the Kodesh Kadashim. There was no Aron. There was no this. But we know that they did come back. V'umashe yora anachnu od hayom. Begolas harishon. But says the Rabbanel, therefore we, sitting here in the 1400s, we're still suffering, really, from Galus Rishon. Achi, Kabes Nefutz Oseinu, Mizera Yisrael, until Hashem brings us all back with Kibbutz Galus. And that's what we have to realize as we finish up this Sefer Malachim Beis. Ended up in tragedy, but the last pasuk is that the food was given. Nitzna lo me'es ha-melech, d'varyon b'yomo. Maybe it's the ultimate king, takes care of us every single day, kol yimei chayav, all of our lives, even in Golus, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us. Okay, we'll stop here. With Hashem, next time we'll have one more shiur, the review of the second half of Malachim Beis, and then we will take a little break and start Yeshayahu, B'ed Hashem, after the summer.